Come on, you Spurs.
You know it.
European champions. European champions. Let me have this.
To be fair,
it's not like beating Real Madrid here. Yeah, this is European champions.
Clive is in esteemed company right now because we are three massive clubs that have won European trophies.
Arsenal was the first London-based team to win the Champions League.
Here he goes. This decade, Clive. All right. We don't talk about the WSL.
Well done for them. We don't care about them today. We care about Tottenham. We don't care about the Villa game. No one cares about the Villa game. We all knew he rested players. Tottenham.
You care about Tottenham.
Like, open bus today. Did you see it?
I'll tell you what I have seen today, Luke.
It's far the
too
today,
many people walking with Tottenham kits on.
So have you got? Sickening. Did you go out for the parade at all?
I have work, unfortunately.
Okay. Not dedicated.
Mate, if I could get time off work, I would, but I get to spend time off with my buddy Mitchell in June. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty soon to have a parade as well, isn't it?
Don't get me wrong, they deserve it,
but you would have thought, wait until after the Premier League, like, just let that finish and then have like a big old fucking piss up.
They're going to lose their last game.
Don't want to be on the sour taste.
Is he going to predict a loss in Man versus AI?
Maybe time will tell.
Oh, please do, Luke, because if we all hit, can we catch AI?
I'll go into that in the segment.
We've got Brighton. That is a tough one. But you'll watch the game. We don't care about the video game. Did you all watch the boring final?
Well, I mean, I did. Yeah. It was so bad.
It was so bad. It was terrible.
You won. You wasn't the best team even in the game. There wasn't a best team in that game. Terrible.
And you didn't even score.
Yeah.
No, we did.
It wasn't a Johnson goal. It was his goal.
We don't take it away. Didn't Sky give it to Brennan?
I don't know how. Luke Shaw hit me with his hand. So that whole game, the only goal was scored by an unscorable object. What a shit final.
What a great final.
But I mean, what do you expect from 16th and 17th?
Exactly, Clive. Well said. I'm not even going to take that as a hit on top of there. I agree with you. Yeah? Mate, it is phenomenal. Like, don't get me wrong, I was nervous. Like, pretty much the last 15, 20 minutes, and then like the 7 minutes added on at the end.
Oh. But even then, like, Your keeper only had to make one save, and Van der Ven's clearance of the line. That was the highlight of the game. That was deserving of winning the cup. But other than that, it was such a shit match.
I mean, I can't believe they didn't bring on Garnacho a lot sooner.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as he came on, they looked like a completely different team, I think.
Because Ahmed on the right hand side looked decent in the first half.
He did, yeah.
But then you settled down and kind of figured him out. Yeah. But shit game.
I mean, give credit to Ange. He set the team up in that second half to just sip the fuck back, to just soak it in. And Bentancur, Sarr, and Basuma, fuck me, where's he been all season? Someone do a drug test on that guy, because he's been shit all season. Turns up and is just phenomenal.
Phenomenal is a stretch.
You're playing
against the Manchester United. Who's their midfield? Casemiro.
I'm talking about the way that they play in the game in terms of shutting him down. You know, you could argue that they had no answer. That was because of our setup. They couldn't do
Apparently,
anything.
Apparently, when Arsenal did that against Tottenham, it wasn't because of Arsenal's setup. So
that's different. You started like that because you had no choice. In the second half, he made that decision.
Before the match, Arteta started like that. No, you don't start off. Let's not have that conversation.
You definitely didn't start off like that, considering your position in the league.
We did because of the players we were missing. But
who did you have missing against the Tottenham?
Odegaard and Rice.
So no one.
Before you two kick off, can I just ask a question, right?
Yeah.
So say for example, Basuma, after the game, got tested, and he was on... performance enhancing drugs.
Yep.
What happens? Do they disqualify? Like UFC? Or not?
They'll probably be kicked out of the tournament. Yeah,
that's a good question. Yeah, they'll probably lose it. Yeah.
Someone check Basuma. I'd love to be in case.
Look. We've got no listeners this week. All right. We don't need anyone listening to this. You know, don't test Basuma. I mean, they're just going to another night out, so I don't think it's fair now to test them. All right. I think they've had drunk a lot, and they may have done some elite, and they wouldn't have done legal drugs.
That'd be such a Spurs thing. If you won the tournament and then got disqualified last minute for drug testing.
Yeah. Well, how crazy has this season been? Like, let's take it aside from Tottenham for a second there. Like, Crystal Palace.
It's the year of the birds.
Well, yeah, year of the birds. But also Harry Kane winning something. Like, how crazy is that?
It's probably the worst season ever, isn't it? Really?
It's awesome.
It's been pretty poor, hasn't it?
It's been terrible.
It's been a pretty poor season all around.
From a Premier League point of view, we chose to fucking make a podcast on the worst season ever.
Is it? Now, when you look at it now, Bob, from that perspective, worst season ever. Yeah, but how good is it to see someone else win trophies?
Instead other than Tottenham, the same, it's pretty good.
Well,
yeah.
Well, for your perspective, Clive, yeah. But I mean, even another London club, Clive, won another trophy this year.
I don't mind Palace.
It's nice to see. Man City, Arsenal, Man United, Chelsea, it's always the same people.
It's not Arsenal regularly, is it?
Okay, maybe. Well, you won the FA Cup, so, you know, you can still give you credit where credit's due. You still won an FA Cup, not recently.
Last 5 years.
In the last few years. Well, it's still 5 years. I still class that as recently. Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore.
He's changed his tune now, hasn't he?
Oh, no.
About 4 weeks ago, he would be saying, oh, stop thinking about history. Your FA Cup so long ago. Fucking, Arsenal fans always just bring it round. They've got a trophy next season. Our season, Luke.
Yeah, well, that's it. The last 5 years, like, it's always been, I have to go and check the trophy list or whatever it is, yeah. But Tottenham wasn't in the last 5 years, other than now. Yes, get in. But the other teams was always the usual suspects, weren't they? It was always the usual suspects. So now it's a breath of fresh air. You can say it's been a poor season or it's been a shit season all round, but it's nice to see something different. And I feel like that's a good season. Sick and tired of seeing these big clubs always winning shit all the time.
Yeah, time for the small clubs on top.
Yeah. Yeah, you open yourself up for that.
Look where we finished this season and still won something. Well, Champions League.
That to me just explains how strong the Premier League is compared to the other countries. Yeah. When we've got our 16th and 17th place in a final of the second tier European trophy, like, how bad are all the other clubs? And, like, this is no disrespect for Tottenham, but
it's gonna be you're disrespect. Not...
the competition's a little bit watered down by the fact that Champions League teams don't get knocked out into it. The quality, like, and that's like, it's a, like Tottenham, you still just beat whoever's in front of you and you still win.
And I agree. But then you look at teams that were in there, like Lazio and Roma, they're no walkover teams, you know. And people argue that, oh, you played Bodø/Glimt, but they smashed them. Like, there's still teams that have been in that competition that were still really good. Like, imagine if Tottenham and Roma got in the final, everyone would be like, oh mate, that's a good final. You know, maybe regardless of where we finish in the league, you're looking at or if it was Roma Lazio, no one's saying a word because they're two big name clubs.
Well, again,
Bodø/Glimt and
Roma and Lazio in, say, Italian football, you wouldn't say are the big teams in Italian football either.
No, but I mean, they're in there. And we're talking about the Europa club. We're not talking Champions League, but we're talking like big teams in Europa.
Which is, mid-tier teams.
Well, that's why they're in there, Clive. But that's what I'm getting at is if you're looking at big teams and clubs, or like, when you look at like the FA Cup or whatnot, you're like, oh, you know, you've got the big clubs in the Premier League or Championship and whoever else in there. Yeah. And you see another team come up and then they play them in, so like Man City, you get like Leighton Orient or something in the semi-finals while Tottenham get Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? But then at the end of it, Man City win it. No one ever remembers that they played Leighton Orient, Southampton, Ipswich, or whatever it is. And yet Tottenham played Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal. You know,
that's one of the things that I'd say, like, people won't remember where Tottenham finished this season in the league.
No, they won't.
They'll remember them winning the trophy.
He's exactly that, and that's what it's about. And I've heard some players and stuff recently talk about it as well. Talk about, you know, the season and whatnot. And it's like, well, the objective was win a trophy, and some of the bigger players are like, well, our goal for the season was to win a trophy. It wasn't just a league position. That was obviously the manager's sort of, some of it was, but a lot of it was trophy, 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 trophy. And that's why you play in the league. You're aiming for a trophy. And Tottenham, to get that, regardless of where we finished, we got it, you know. And now it's Champions League. And now Ange, I don't know what's going to happen with Ange. That's probably a question for later, I guess. Or you can ask the question now.
No, you might as well start
statue now. Statue outside the stadium.
Yeah, so I don't know. Van der Ven needs a statue at the fucking stadium, mate. That kick, I know you obviously, Clive, mentioned it. Oh, fucking hell. That was quality.
Let's move on from the player and let's talk about the manager.
Okay, you want to talk about Ange, yeah? What would you like to
know? Let's talk about the Australian. Next season?
Oh, mate, I said Penny, last week,
and you
know,
on. You did.
Shit.
With a fully fit squad, think he can move you up, like move you on? Can he take you to the next step, or is Europa League as good as it gets for him?
Do you know what, Clive? I think, and I'll come back to you on this as well in a second. A fully fit squad, I think we won about 76% of our games with a fully fit squad, with our proper back four, our back five, a goalkeeper, Porro, Romero, you know the team, yeah? Our back four. I think we won 76% of our games when they've all been fit. And that's a good stat. And our formation and stuff works, yeah? The injuries changed that around. And as you said before, Clive, where he didn't change his tactics, and everyone saw this, he just kept playing the same with the youngsters, but they couldn't play at that pace. And that's what's caused us to lose these games. Yeah. If we keep Ange, and let's say we keep Ange, we keep him up until, we give him till Christmas. So we give him a few months in the new season. If we got a fully fit squad, I feel like we'd be up there again. Like, maybe not fighting, well, probably top four, I'd say. We've got a good enough squad for it. Because we did finish fifth the season before. So it's not like we ain't got the quality there. We've got it. But the problem I've got now is if we get those injuries again, what happens if Romero does go? We've got Danzo in. But let's say Van der Ven gets injured, or your doggy gets injured, because they are injury-prone players. Like, does he either in the summer buy the players that are quality enough that can play his tactics and continue that pace, or he does that, and it fails? It's a tough one, Clive. I feel like now that he's won the trophy, I've sort of changed a little bit. I do feel like he should have till Christmas now, you know. And I know yo-yoed here.
You are the most yo-yo-y person.
Probably, yeah. We could probably, you could sure. probably edit all that and put it in one bit where many times I've yo-yo.
Luke says no.
Yeah.
And in.
But maybe I'm not coming across that well with it, but the injuries, the thing shows that, a good manager when you can continue playing the way that you play or change your tactics like he's done in the final, he's been doing in the knockout rounds, then fine. It could work in the Premier League where he's changed it. But if you continue that formation with different players, it's not going to work.
I still don't think, like, again, other than the game that he was forced to change his tactics against Brentford, he still didn't try to change his tactics in the Premier League.
He stuck to his...
You can understand that through bleeding the youth through and trying to make sure they know the way he wants to play. But again, it's a results-driven game, and I don't think his tactics are going to work consistently in the Premier League.
No, it's too much space.
There's the players are so well-drilled now. And like you'd probably argue that Tottenham's style of football when he first came and kind of the start of the season was the only real different style in the Premier League. Everyone else is still trying to, the Pep Guardiola cookie cutting kind of way of playing. But I just don't think he... I think in this day and age, you can't be as stubborn as he is.
No.
Expect success in the Premier League.
Agreed. I agree. And this is what was my question to you, Clive, with the Arteta side of things, because obviously I know it's 4 to 5 seasons now, whatever it is, yeah? With yourself next season, what is it, obviously in terms of managers now, with Arsenal for next season, if you get the same problem that Ange has had this season with injuries, where that's impeded you from getting further, like winning the league and the Champions League because of these injuries and because of the players being sporadically in and out of the season, he's changed his tactics through games, which you've seen, and that's why you've been able to finish second. Like, obviously, he's got that tactical ability to do so. Do you feel that if he doesn't invest, or if he does invest this season in the summer, but doesn't get the right players?
So
it's going to be a problem for him with injuries. If they say you get injuries again in that sense.
And my tune hasn't really changed. I think next year is his year.
Yeah.
If he doesn't bring some kind of major trophy, and as belittling as it sounds, I don't count the Carling Cup as that. For me, it would have to be another FA Cup, a Premier League or a Champions League trophy. If he doesn't bring one of those three home, I think he's really got to look over his shoulder. He will be struggling. But that being said, I think it does come down to the transfer market. I think if the club doesn't go out and get a striker, then we're in a position where I don't think you can blame him, because he wants a striker, and there's no doubt in that. If the club's on eight, like, and I think Ange will be in the same boat. Like, you want to have two, like, cover for every single position. Ange probably wants that. And even if you had injuries, you know, you were unlucky that your whole back four got injured at one point at the same time, and the goalkeeper. But you'd at least want one senior player, one good enough player to come in and be able to cover.
Ben Davis, I guess. But that was...
Yeah, he's too old. He's too leggy for the Premier League.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people at a time were saying, obviously, you know, Spurs and injuries. It was like 3 months or so without having the full back four. And that's still a fucking long time in the Premier League.
Yeah,
but then it was the management, as you said, Clive, before, bringing players back and stuff like that, and keeping that same formation where they've just come back from injury instead of easing them into it, which are now we're doing, but then they got dropped because of the focusing on the cup.
Because apparently you gave up on the league.
Yeah, I think that's bullshit as well, Clive. I think that's a cop out response. Unless he did have that conversation with Levy, because let's be honest, Clive, Levy sacked managers for less. Maybe he did in January, but I don't believe so.
Yeah, I can't see that. I don't think, like, the pride of Tottenham would want to still finish 17th in the league. I just don't see that being something that anyone associated with the club wants, like, from a professional standard as well. Like, your players can't want to finish one place above the relegation zone.
No.
You don't want people saying you're lucky that the other three clubs are so bad this year. And, like, obviously, if there was more of a threat of going down, your lineups would have changed. Like, you would have played a stronger team in certain matches.
Yeah, especially from the last two or three games you would have played.
Like,
yeah,
if you was in real jeopardy of going down, you probably would have had stronger squads and got different results. But still, people won't remember that. People won't look at that.
No,
and I'm done talking about it now.
No,
I knew you was going to say that.
Revel in it, Clive. Revel in it. European trophy. We'll take it. And no one diminish it. No one.
Congratulations. Yeah.
No more Spursy. Even though it was a Spursy thing, what we did to win it.
I don't know about that yet.
How did the Villa game go?
Yeah, so let's talk about the Premier League.
Sorry, that was my, like, 20-minute, like, run on.
No, you
on
deserve it. You've had a rough season.
I've had a shit season.
You've had a shit 18 years.
Is it? Well, yeah, it's a little long fucking time, mate. How old was I? I don't even do the maths. I was young. God, such a long time ago.
But you played Villa at the weekend. That was Friday night, wasn't it? It was a Friday night.
Yeah,
game.
Friday game. It was okay. I'll keep it short. Friday, we played a weakened team, just obviously resting players for this, winner. But I mean, that's all I can say, really. The first half was all right. To be fair, the first half wasn't too bad. I think it was 0-0 first half. We'd actually looked all right. We had chances to score. Some of the players, you know, Odebert, Tell looked good in the game.
You had three shots in the whole entire game.
Yeah, that was the first half, though, Clive. You know, that was the first half. That's why I said the first half. You know,
shot on target.
It's a game of two halves, Clive, all right, yeah?
Sure, okay, keep going.
Just weren't good in the second, or most of the game. But, you know, Villa's got a strong team out. You know, they're going for Champions League, so it was to be expected. You know, lucky we didn't get Drummond that Mitchell mentioned, or 4-0 or 4-1 or whatever he mentioned last week. I can't remember. I feel like someone mentioned us getting smashed. But yeah, just defending. We had a midget against like a tall. I can't remember who scored their first goal, but I think there's Odebert on some guy in the box. And it's like, well, he ain't heading that, is he? You know, why is he even in the box in the first place? He's like 4'1". No chance of heading that. So yeah, it was just a poor game. You know, it was. We all knew we were losing that game. I mean, everyone knew. All I do is feel bad for the fans. That is the one thing I feel bad for at the time, I guess, for the fans, because the fans are fucking loving it now. But at the time, all that people that spend that money, season ticket and stuff, to go. So again, to the poor season, Clive. It is a very poor season, and I feel like the fans have been let down there because they paid all that money to go and see Tottenham at least perform. And play football, but instead we're just getting run over every single week against teams that you'd think we should be beating in the league. But
I mean, I wouldn't say that about Villa. I think Villa have been better in the last 2 years.
Not Villa. I'm not talking about like Villa. I'm talking about like, I meant in general for the season. And Villa have been quite. Unai Emery's just been transformed them, and the players that he's been able to get in, Asensio and Rashford, is just. Mate, yeah, I'd love to have them at Tottenham.
They might get Asensio on a full,
really
permanent. Yeah, because he likes working under Emery apparently. So,
mate, that's
Emery managed him at PSG as well, didn't he? So,
yeah. I'll ask a question at the end of this anyway. I was going to ask about the Champions League and stuff. Who do you think is going to get it? But we'll come to that at the end because obviously Chelsea are in that talk as well.
Oh, as in league positions and okay, yeah, go on.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably come back.
I thought you were talking about the Women's Champions League for a second there.
No, so I assume obviously you won that because you mentioned it earlier.
It's going to be hard to beat Barcelona in the final, you're right. It is.
Did you beat them or are you going to beat them?
We play them tomorrow, I think, in the final.
Oh, okay. Obviously,
don't care that much about it, Clive. Don't even know where it is.
we won the league, that's all that matters.
Unbeaten as well. Me and Tom had a bet on if he was going to mention that last week.
I did it this week instead.
Anybody want to weigh in on the old Tottenham Aston Villa game? Anyone else?
Fuck Tottenham.
There he is. Yeah, it was. I've got nothing to add. So. Thank you, Luke. You can fuck off now. You can just
just go.
Yeah. I can hear his smile from here.
No, I can't stop grinning.
Welcome back, Bob. You had a nice little week off, and we had, I don't know if you've listened to the show, but we had a second Arsenal fan fill in for you.
Yeah, I haven't listened or watched the full West Ham Nottingham Forest game, so it's good to be back.
Never change. You missed the one win that you've got for the last three matches.
I'm doing a Luke. I need to stop fucking watching West Ham because apparently things work out well.
Well, you didn't watch Forest and you lost. So.
Oh, wait. Yeah. No. Well, I don't know. I've had a couple of beers, Clive, for sure. I don't know.
Bob having a couple of beers. Where's the surprise there? So Forest, you lost 2-1.
Yeah. Before I talk about that, I'm actually going to a football game tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
What I'm game going to
the Sheffield United Sunderland Championship playoff final.
Oh.
Is that a sponsorship thing through work?
Well, my mate's work, yeah. So, I'll be able to give live coverage of that on the season-ending episode.
What team, sorry?
Sheffield United against Sunderland.
Yeah, both London-based teams. Love it.
Yeah, Yeah. I do actually have a person. What's that?
What?
Oh, Luke. Yeah. Wait. Actually, while we're here, Luke, you're going to owe me a BFC.
I wouldn't That's count brilliant. Chickens just yet.
I'll be counting all my chickens that are getting ordered from BFC to my friend Gordon.
We've got Brighton, Clive, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I don't think West Ham have got an easy game.
We've got Ipswich.
Oh, the Bob Derby. Yeah, right. You might owe him a BFC.
Yeah, do you want me to send it over there, Bob?
Yes, please. Actually, I'm quite hungry. And one for Mitchell as well. So what a good season.
What?
But yeah, that's it.
What was my one?
Your one was West Ham getting relegated.
Well, I didn't put a BFC on there.
I'm sure you did.
You did.
Did
Mike,
I?
Mike, get the, can you get the edit from somewhere, please?
I mean, I definitely predicted I'll find to go it down, for you. But... Oh, that's outrageous.
We put a BSC on it. So, yeah.
So your first goal you conceded against Forest was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, Areola.
Yeah, just passing it out.
I hate those passes. I really hate them. Straight passes, especially when your defenders are surrounded. The low ones as well. Yeah. What on earth are you doing?
Yeah, Raya did one against Newcastle as well, and I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We got away with it, fortunately for us. So.
Yeah, it just winds me up so much. It's the stupidest pass in football. And he decided to do it, and it cost us a goal. To be honest, from the highlights that I saw, because I didn't, like I said, I didn't actually watch a full game because I was busy at that particular time. But from the highlights, it did look like we had a fair amount of opportunities. And Bowen's finish, you see that?
No.
I
did see that he's not been called up for England again.
Well, he should have been after that. Honestly, it was like a little flick from his ankle and then just on the volley. Oh, it was beautiful. Someone go watch it now. Oh, no, Luke, you're good at that. Do a live reaction of that goal.
Live reaction of the goal. Let me. Yeah. I won't even listen to you, Bob. Was it not in the Forest?
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. I could say you've just got a fucking Europa League trophy in your head constantly.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. All right, let's have a look.
I know, it feels. Do you, Clive?
Oh, I'll state it once again.
You didn't even save that much, Clive.
Are we only safe?
We was the first London team to win the Champions League.
Shut up.
What was that, Clive?
He's I said we was the first stupid. London team to win the Champions League. Thank you very much.
No, you wasn't. Silly boy.
You're so sexist.
Let me skip it. Fucking hell, it's taking forever. What time did you score in the game? Fuck's sake.
86.
Oh, you guys are shit. Let me just go right.
Here we go.
We have to get the league up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it that.
That's sexy, isn't it?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. And then for a second goal, I'm pretty sure I've moaned about it like halfway through the season, but. If anyone gets a free kick against West Ham just outside the box, just send it in towards the outside of the post and you will score. It's like the old FIFA cheat where you could go to a certain point at the edge of the box and you would score every time. Just do that against West Ham and it's fine. You will score.
That's Mitchell and Pro Evolution.
Well, again.
It's just shit game. But yeah, I mean, I was expecting to lose that game. I'm not that upset about it. The main thing is that I got the score prediction right, which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point.
Spoilers.
But I'm happy about that. I think I did, didn't I?
Oh, there's a bit of spice in it now.
Well, I've got photographic evidence somewhere.
Well, maybe don't give it away for the listeners. Who can't remember.
Oh, sorry, listener, or listener, should I say. Sorry, Tom.
Anybody else want to talk about West Ham Forest?
You forgot the team.
Relegation next season?
I did forget the team.
Relegation next season, absolutely.
Lee was saying that it's a possibility. He's a bit worried.
I think I'm going to predict that they're going to go down again.
I think Pot will do some magic in the summer, and we'll be fine. I reckon 10th. And they'd say, oh, fuck it, I'm ruining everything, and I just have the extra for next season.
Chelsea also had a Friday night game, didn't they, Mitch?
Yeah, we did, yeah. Glorious, wasn't it? Well, we won. Thank you. We fucking needed that. It was a nervy opening 20 minutes. It looked like it was going to be typical Chelsea, although we've not been too bad our last five, six games. But you know what he did do, Clive?
Played Reece James at right back.
He fucking played Reece James at right back. Can you believe it? Oh, and he was showing him exactly why you should do that week in and week out. He
had a great setup for the goal, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, good turn.
Great setup for the goal. And he almost got a goal himself. It was a beautiful volley. Oh, the twisting on it, the turning. Oh, just spanked the post. Beautiful shot. This is what I love about Reece James. He's got a bit of fucking everything in him. He's pacey, he's strong, he can whip a great ball in, and he can have a fucking cracking shot. Are you laughing? Here he goes.
I have to message you in the group. I can't see it. It's...
Oh, Clive. You're outrageous. back to the game. So I was very, very happy about that. And yes, the goal. Oh, what a lovely little turn. Perfect little dink. And Cucurella, I predicted Madueke was going to be the one to get the goal. I was wrong, although he had two fucking good chances that he should have put away. The George up front test. Are you reading messages?
Yeah.
Oh, Clive. Not anymore. the George experiment, I think, has failed. He didn't have a very good game at all. And he's very small. He's not a target man. And he looked a little bit lost up front. So it's a little bit of a worry what he's going to do going into the Forest game, if he's going to try that again or not. But then I don't know what else he would do. I don't know who else we've got. Aside from that, apart from the opening 20 minutes, because the crowd started to grumble as well, we were the better team. James was incredible. I think Carl Will had another pretty decent game. Caicedo and Enzo back in the middle together always works. Stop playing Caicedo and right back. If he fucking goes and puts Caicedo right back this Sunday and doesn't play James, we don't deserve Champions League. That'll fucking piss me right off. Nothing much else on it. It was a scrappy, tight game, which was a bit like a knockout game at the end of it. Quite a nervy end, but we got over the line. Fucking come on, because we needed that. But I'm very nervous for Sunday, Clive.
Yes, it's the only thing left to play for in the Premier League, isn't it?
Yeah.
Champions League spots. What we got? Forest on 65, Villa on 66, Chelsea on 66, Newcastle on 66,
and even City on
68. Yeah. So if they lose and everyone else wins,
And I'd say ours is the hardest game left. I have to hope and pray that at the very least we get a draw and Everton decide they want to fuck Newcastle over. But I don't want to rely on that.
A draw would still get you in there, right? Sixth place is going to get a Champions League, isn't it? Or no, it won't.
No, it's Europa League.
Only fifth, isn't it? Because Villa win and we draw, we're fucked.
I think you're out. I think Villa will beat United.
Oh, Villa will definitely beat United. That's the problem.
And I think you're going to draw with Forest.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, right? So if it's a case where we don't beat Forest, which is struggle for goals. Yeah, we're away. We really do struggle for goals, especially without Jackson, as much as he's fucking hit and miss sometimes. And that's why it's like, well, if we do draw, our goal difference is not going to do Newcastle. It will against Villa, but not Newcastle. They have to lose. Fuck me. It's not out of the realms of possibility. Everton could turn up. They've been all right.
I mean, it's not out of the realms of possibility you end up finishing third as well.
Yeah, but who have City got?
Probably someone easy. I can find that.
Got Fulham away.
Oh, that could be an interesting one.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen. I think the only outright easy one to predict is Villa beating United. United are abysmal and they've got fuck all to play for. I think Amrim knows he's out the door.
I think they're going to keep Amrim.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to
pay. Yeah,
no way.
He's lost the room.
Oh, they get rid of the players, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
It's the same old problem with Man United. They talking about that Chelsea game on Friday, I feel like Man United do just make every game of football worse. Every time I've watched a Man United game this season involving Man United in any way, they're just it's a terrible game of football.
Other than the Liverpool
game, actually.
Yeah. Other than two times you beat them as well, surely.
Yeah, but even that was boring. Like it's like it's obviously going to happen, you know. Even though I predicted it didn't.
Do you reckon the players will turn up for United? Like if they play like Garnacho, who looked pretty sharp to be fair when he come on against us. You know, even Harry Maguire played all right to be fair.
I don't think they will. Like Clive was saying, you know, if they don't get rid of the manager, they're getting rid of players. It feels like nobody wants to be there. So they're not going to turn. Villa got an easy win there.
So good.
It's not for us. I wish they did fucking turn up against Villa because then we'd have a bit of a better chance. I'm very fucking nervous. I think you're right, Clive. I think we draw against Forest. And then you're relying on, Everton. You're relying on Everton.
I hope Forest win. And no offence, Mitchell, but I really do. Like, it is. I'd love to see Forest there.
The ideal finish would be Villa win, Forest win, Newcastle Chelsea lose.
Oh.
Well,
top five is Liverpool, Arsenal, City, Forest, Villa.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that to me.
That's what all the neutrals want to see.
Yeah.
Not all the neutrals. Come on.
All of them.
The neutrals.
Luke, you want to see Chelsea in there, did you?
No.
Fucking did. Wish United beat it, you bastard. Fucking hell. Yeah. Oh, I doubt. Yeah. It's literally. It's going to be our cup final.
When is your cup final as well?
Next Wednesday.
Fucking. Like, how bad is Europa League that even the Europa Conference trophy is finishing after it? What's that about? What is that about?
Yeah, I did think that. Yeah, it's a strange schedule, isn't it?
Oh, there you go. Anyone else want to talk to Chelsea and United?
No, thank you.
I think United are going
to win. No, I think the season's beaten us all down, hasn't it, really? You think United are going to win against Villa?
Against Villa.
I just can't see it. There's absolutely...
I feel it, mate. Hang on,
when was the last time United won a game?
In the league? Yeah, it's a long time ago.
It's been a while.
Let's have a look.
The last six. It's probably the seventh game. Last six is loss, loss, draw, loss, loss, loss.
There's got to be a win. The last game of the season,
16th of March, they beat Leicester 3-0.
2 months ago against a relegated team. Yeah.
But you imagine that. Imagine they turn up. They just turn up because Rashford's not playing because he can't. He can't play.
But he doesn't always start for. He doesn't always start for.
No,
him.
He does. He doesn't. Yeah. I get that. But he's still an impact player.
But also, what's his name that we were telling Arsenal to sign? He's turned up. I think he's got 2-2, 3-3, maybe.
Ollie Watkins.
Yeah, Ollie Watkins. So he turned up at the right time.
Yeah. I just think it's going to be some crazy end of the season, isn't it? I'm looking forward to it.
Probably the only person that is, if we're honest.
Well, you're sitting all happy with his fucking trophy now.
Well, you could get one. I'm more than likely going to get one.
I mean, if he's definitely gone.
Oh, could you imagine? Could you imagine if we lose to Forest, we don't get Champions League, and we lose to Real Betis?
I'd love that.
That's a nightmare ending. That is worst case scenario. Please, I don't want to jinx it.
You've bought it into the universe, mate.
No, I haven't.
And we're all vibing it. We're enjoying
it. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, nah, Chelsea going to win Forest. Oh. Chelsea going to win Forest and beat Betis. I'm praying.
5 years ago, you would have just bought them. So. So Arsenal, Newcastle, 1-0 Arsenal. Go on, you Arsenal.
I can't believe you won that game as well.
Secured second place. Yeah, it took me by surprise. We weren't very good in the first half, but we come back into it in the second half. A bit like a lot of the games recently, we just didn't get going to start with. Newcastle come out pretty quick as well. Raya made, two double saves, two big double saves. One of them, he, as we said earlier, kind of caused himself by doing a shitty low pass out of the box, and it went straight to one of the Newcastle players. I can't remember who. But yeah, we rid the storm. And then Declan Rice with another banger. Good. Go on.
Oh, it's just a prick.
It's a good finish. The best bit of news to come from the match, other than winning, was Kai Havertz being back. So hopefully he gets some minutes against Sunderland and he gets a full pre-season. We can start using him as a rotation player next season after we sign the £150 million striker that we're going to sign. We'll see what happens.
All that money, hopefully it pays off.
Yeah. Or the £70 million to go and get Harry Kane and make Luke wear an Arsenal shirt.
You won't get Harry Kane next season.
Miles Skelly was superb again and gotten in and amongst it at the end of the game when it all started kicking off. I still don't know why. But it goes back to me last week saying there's not many Newcastle players I like, to be honest. Like, they're all a bit nasty, all a bit cheaty. So, yeah, I'd be happy to see them drop out of the top six, top five, top everything. Get out.
You send that energy.
But other than that, there was, just the one goal. Nothing really much to talk about. It secured, pretty much secured second place, unless there's like a 8-goal swing on the final day.
It was secured. Oh no, it's City,
isn't
it?
City, the only team that can catch us now.
Beat Fulham, mate, now.
I mean, we could lose to Southampton as well. Let's not rule it out. But yeah, kind of a dull end to the Arsenal season. So yeah, can't be bothered. Let's move on to next season. I know it feels to be Bob.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't even take the joy out of wins. Just fucking, what's the point?
Well, you move on to other sports. That's what you do.
You don't know how it is to be Bob because he's won a European trophy.
I will once again reiterate.
Shut up,
first
bro.
London club to the league.
Okay,
I for one, I'm happy.
A great guy, Alex Scott.
That's the first time I've heard you say that this season.
All season long.
Yeah, I know, right? I've had to wait. It's fucking long. Tottenham's done it to me. This is fucking long.
I mean, I don't even know if you get to celebrate the win. You went on a hiatus of watching them for like 6 weeks.
Easy there.
You've got to support them in the bad times.
My mental
times
health
as well
is
as the
more
times.
Important. Yeah, my mental health is more important. Yeah. Needed that break to get back into it, to hope and pray for Tottenham to win a final, which we done. So it worked.
This week's episode is sponsored by Headspace.
It panned out. Imagine if we watched those games, we might have lost the final. So let's just keep it, you know?
I don't think that would have happened.
People wear lucky socks, didn't they? You know, people eat the same meal when they watch
a
game.
I'm sure you've mentioned these lucky socks before.
I'm sure I have.
Look, it is what it is. We won. And I'll stop there because, you know.
What, just before you stop there, what are your thoughts about James Maddison giving digs to players who won a lot more trophies in a lot shorter time than he has?
I think the media... Are you talking about John Terry?
John Terry, Roy Keane.
If you watch that... Okay, the Roy Keane one was the darts thing because they had a thing going on between Twitter and whatnot in the season. Yeah? So that was just back and forth and had a good bit of banter. So that was fine. The John Terry one, it was just off the cuff comment as to, because John Terry turned him like a full kit or something with shin pads and he just made that joke as to, I'm not wearing shin pads like John Terry. But the media, like always, because I watched all that after the game. Of course I did, you know, of them celebrating and stuff. And that's what it was. Like, it's not like he come out and went, oh, fucking hell, John Terry. You know, he didn't say that. He just like, oh, yeah, just didn't come out like John Terry. Just made a comment. That was all.
I think they had a bit of beef earlier on in the season, though, didn't they?
Oh, they might
it's all off of the one.
They might have done, but I feel like that comment itself was just like, oh, I'm not gonna wear a full kit. You know, but the media will make things out of anything, wouldn't they? You know, what I do want to talk about, sorry, yeah, on Tottenham.
I've started him off.
Yeah,
sorry, boys.
Fucking Ange, how great was that comment for this season, guys? I know we haven't mentioned it. Oh, his win trophies in my second season. See who we are, mate.
That is apparently
brilliant.
Fact. Well, yeah, apparently
brilliant. Mate, that's going to go down in history in the Premier League, that is. It's one of the greatest comments ever made.
No, back it's
it
not.
It 100%
is. Fucking forget.
No one's forgetting that, mate. No one.
The only thing people will remember is that you finished below West Ham and you owe me a beer.
So. No, I always remember that. And then calling McLaren like a few days before the... Mate, I fucking hate the media. They've got a vendetta against Tottenham, I swear. You know, I know where it's me sort of thing, but I swear they've got a vendetta against Tottenham. It's, yeah, like he says, it makes people go crazy when it comes to Tottenham.
I still think his best option would be just to walk away.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't blame him with the amount of stick that he's had this season from the fans, from the media, from pundits, from literally everyone. In that
what
Ian
said is he always gets relegated in the third season. So that's what he says.
Yeah. Oh, so happy.
All right, shall we move on to Man versus AI?
Oh, fuck's sake.
The last predictions of the season.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Insert noise, please. Mitchell Brown. Man versus AI. Excellent.
Has he gone off somewhere?
I can give it a go, but I'm going to fail miserably.
I mean, why not, Luke? Let's go.
I can't let people boop boop. I'm terrible.
Oh, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I didn't know my...
Fuck you.
My microphone was muted. Oh, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm like, what are they talking about? For fuck's sake.
Do you wanna redo the noise that Luke failed at?
I feel like we need to keep it now.
I wish I could do Luke's noise. That's glorious.
All right, well. Predictions. AI's predictions last week. Chelsea 2, Manchester United 0. 1 point. West Ham 1, Forest 1. 0 points.
Uh-huh.
Arsenal 1, Newcastle 1. 0 points. Aston Villa 2, Tottenham Hotspurs 0. 3 points, for fuck's sake.
Luke.
Total 4 points. Mitchell correctly predicted a 1-0 win, got 3 points. Clive predicted a 2-2 draw, got 0 points. Bob correctly predicted a 2-1 win, loss even, and got 3 points. Luke, of course. Ah, he didn't actually predict a win. He predicted a draw and got 0 points.
Consistent.
So, the table as it stands. Mitchell's on 29 points.
Oh.
And cannot be caught.
Hey, that's better than winning the Europa League.
In the last week.
Fuck off, Bob.
Yeah, double points. Let's do it.
Even with double points, we can't catch him. Clive is on 22 points.
Oh, I've smashed that.
Bob is on 22 points. Drum roll, please, for Luke's points.
Oh, here he goes.
Still on 10.
Yeah, boy. Consistent.
Fucking hell, Luke.
AI is on a total of 94 points.
Oh.
We are on a total of 83 points.
Oh, we caught him quite well. Mainly thanks to Mitch.
We have an 11-point gap with the maximum of 12 points to get.
You all need to fucking hit.
So we all need to hit, and AI needs to hit nothing. Basically,
this is all Luke's fault.
Yes. I agree. It's all Luke's fault.
I agree as well.
You are 12 points away from everyone else.
Five. Well, I've got an idea.
No. Oh, dangerous. Although, your last idea about Man vs. AI.
Whoa. None of that.
Go on.
Whoa. Plagiarism.
Whoa. What?
This. Who? It's not my bad thing.
I forgot where it was.
What I understand it here, Bob, is that you created the first idea of Man vs. AI, and now you're creating the last idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. Yeah. I'm just an
bad
idea
history
genius.
Books will have it.
You need it's to crazy. Now, all right.
So I think, Clive, what you should do is hide the Man vs. AI scores that they predict, like obviously note them down, and then can save them in next episode.
Okay. So I will post them to you guys in the WhatsApp group so that we are fully above board and we're not cheating. There's an independent advisor in there, in Tom, at the moment. So, yeah, so I like that.
Lee in there as well, isn't
he? Lee didn't get added to the group yet. Sorry, Lee. Right, so I'm not going to read out the AI predictions. Bob, can I have your prediction against Ipswich, please?
Finish off with a bang in the Bob Derby. 2-0 West Ham.
Hello?
Perfect timing.
2-0 West Ham?
Yep.
I have gone for 3-0 Arsenal.
Oh, fucking hell.
Mitchell versus Forrest. What are you saying?
Mitchell versus Forrest. Oh, God. Do you know here we go.
You've got to win it, Mitch.
We've got a better away record against them than we do a home record.
Wonderful news.
I am going to go a Chelsea win because it's more because I've got to believe. Well, this is it. I'm torn between 1-0 or 2-1.
So we're kind of going out this the wrong way as well. If we have any chance of actually winning, we've got to think of what the AI would predict and completely go the other way.
Right? I think AI will predict a draw.
I've got no choice. I'm fine.
Because I think the AI is going to predict an Arsenal win against Southampton.
So you're going to draw?
I might have to change up. For the sake of us,
I like that. I like that a lot.
Like, it's the only way we can beat AI is if we all get bang on results, right?
And we're not playing for places anymore.
Into West Ham win.
I have a little thing. You give us your prediction, Mitch.
I am going to go 2-1 Chelsea.
You know, that was quick.
Thank you.
Luke.
Predict a loss, Luke, please.
I don't think we'll lose against Brighton.
To be fair, you are bouncing on a win.
For 38 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
And you've lost 21 games.
That's so bad.
I'm going to go...
I would love... Mike, if you have a bit of time, can you just cut every one of Luke's predictions and put it into one social media
with the
actual scores?
And the Seinfeld music in the background.
You knobheads.
That's it, that's the one.
Oh, fuck, okay. So AI is going to predict Spurs to lose, so that's a given. Yeah.
So you're going to go on the win bus?
So obviously,
I love it.
No, I'll probably... fuck. Do you know what? Fuck it, I'll go 2-1 Tottenham.
You say fuck it like you're doing anything different.
I've predicted losses all season. I'm going to go for a win this
time. No, fuck it. 1-1 draw. 1-1 draw.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we've got goals in this at the moment. I think 1-1 draw. And they're
all fucking pissed off, aren't they?
Yeah, we're pissed off. Yeah, I think 1-1 draw. And I'm sure we're probably resting
Brighton,
players.
Brighton win. Come on. Come on, Luke, do it. Do it for the greater good.
Clive, I've gone 37 games.
Do it for some personal pride. Do it for the greater good.
I'm doing it for Tottenham, mate. I'm not doing it for, I'm doing it for the club. I can't predict them to lose.
It doesn't change. How the club performs.
You know what's going to happen, Clive? It's going to be Sod's Law, yeah. I predict a 2-1 loss. No, but we'll probably have to do something against AI, so it'll have to be like a 2-0 loss. Yeah.
Do it. Right. Predict it.
Yeah, a 2-0 loss. And they got fucking Tottenham would win.
Predict the loss.
Oh.
Like, they've been on the piss up all day today. You're playing on Sunday. You're not going to be in any shape to play.
And you have lost your last two games in the league 2-0.
Fuck's sake.
Make it a hat-trick.
Is he going to do it?
2-0 Brighton.
Our Spurs will win that.
This is this is pure pressure.
I will change my prediction as well, because I think AI is going to predict an Arsenal win. I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw.
I imagine if we fucking trump AI on the last game of the season. The scenes.
That will send us fire off.
Oh.
So Bob's gone 2-0 West Ham. Do we think AI thinks West Ham are going to win? What's it predicted for the last couple of matches, West Ham?
I think that they'll predict a draw.
I think so.
They predicted a draw against Forest. So I don't know. I think it will.
I don't know because it's Ipswich and they've already been relegated and we beat Man United, didn't we, before that? No, not Man United. Yeah, it was Man United. United
before that, yeah. And it predicted you to draw that.
Wait, how many points are we behind?
We're 11 points.
But if they just predict a win, this point, they get 1 point.
If they get the result right, that's why we've got to go for a different result from them to stand any chance.
I don't know whether to predict a draw.
Yeah, I think AI will go West Ham win.
Right, I'll go 1-0 draw then.
Yeah, I like that. If AI predicts 1-0 draw,
I'm going to be sick in my mouth if it does. I'm not going to see it as well.
And we'll just blame Bob.
No, we still blame him.
No. It comes down to last game. It comes down to last game. It's like golden goal. It's like golden goal.
Even if you get to 13 points, it's still your fault, Luke. At the moment, we are 12 points behind.
Yeah, everyone's in the 20 points and you've scraped double digits. Fuck, yeah.
You've not got a point in how many weeks now?
We don't count weeks, Clive.
I mean, it's not as bad as I thought. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. You're like Manchester United.
It doesn't matter, we've got a trophy. You could have,
from game week 24 to game week 27, you got three points. You got three results on the trot.
Mate. Sure we are.
All right, I'm going to generate the AI. We're locked in our predictions now. Any last changes, Mitch? Feel like Chelsea are going to win and it's going to predict a draw?
I think AI will predict a draw.
Okay. All right. Let's do an AI talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, how good has this week been?
No, don't open the floor to him. And also, don't fucking Google Tottenham.
Oh yeah, exactly. What do you guys think? Sickening. What do you guys think on Angelin? Do you reckon we should get rid of him? Do you reckon he should stay?
It's hilarious. I think he's got some fucking balls on him.
Oh yeah.
Maybe now he's got that trophy. He's got the backing of the players now. He might, maybe they will bounce on from this.
Mm.
Or they'll sack him and he'll walk away with a trophy, which is a big ball move.
Well, he could walk away with two trophies. We've got a Super Cup.
Well, that's next season. So if he gets gone.
Well, true. I don't know. I think they keep him.
I wish you hadn't sent that just now, Clive. I'm not
going to
read the rest of it.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to read the rest of it. Yeah. Everyone, stop looking at your phones.
Yeah, stop it, please. Hell. Concentrate on what nonsense Luke's talking about Tottenham.
Yeah, which is reading this on my phone.
Stop.
Yeah, but it's fine. Because I'm not, I can hide my emotions. What are you talking about? I'm not like you guys. I'm all right.
So can you give us a sneak peek of one of your great ideas for next season, Luke? Give the listeners a little peek of
ideas for next season. He's not having any Arsenal fans on the podcast.
Yeah, but before,
a good start.
Before he jumps in with that, Clive, we do need to figure out when he's going to wear this Arsenal top.
Never.
We do need to figure that out.
Never.
I think for the first episode that we record on camera.
Oh, you got to wear it for a whole episode.
I am not wearing it.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It was
good.
Never
like
agreed.
That.
It was never agreed.
No, what we did agree is names out of a hat.
33% chance. What's your prediction?
We've got audio evidence of it.
I don't remember. I must have been drunk.
You don't get drunk. Oh, good.
Damn it. Yeah, I must have been unwell.
You're always unwell.
Yeah. Exactly.
So yeah, one of these great ideas, Luke. Go on.
One of these great
ideas. Just one sneak little peek. Let's give the listeners
sneak peek. Midweek games.
Oh, because you're in the Champions League. You want to report back on the Champions League. I see right through you, mate. I see right through you.
Oh, he's a genius. He's a fucking genius, this guy.
You asked for a sneak peek of one. Of them. You asked for a sneak peek of one. I answered. All right.
We'll discuss that in the post-season fucking meeting. I've got a feeling it's going to be voted against.
Oh, fucking hell.
All right, well, on that note, I think we can end it there. Hour episode.
That was good.
We will give you the last word, Luke. Go on, mate.
Come on, Spurs.
Oh, I was really hoping you were going to cut the record there, Clive.
He was thinking about it, weren't you, Clive?
I was. Pointless trophy.